And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Dr. George Pratt with us, back with us. Dr. Pratt is a clinical psychologist, best-selling author with a private practice in La Jolla, California, for more than 30 years, specializing in helping people resolve all kinds of emotional issues. And he conducts seminars on the Big Island of Hawaii, including swimming with dolphins. And here he is back on Coast to Coast. George, how are you?
I'm doing well, George. How about you?
Great. And happy new year to you. Looking forward to it.
And happy new year to you and all your listening audience. And you do have a great listening audience.
George, why is it that every year when people are together on New Year's, they always say, boy, I'm glad this year's gone? Almost everybody says that.
Actually, that's pretty darn true. Number one, expectations are so high. Stress levels are high. People are interacting with their family members, and perhaps that could be challenging. And everything is condensed into a very short time period, and there aren't enough emotional cooling off time periods to really balance things out. Expectations and just not the time to take care of oneself. So with what we're trying to do at holiday time, you know, if we think, okay, what can make it better next year? And this might be kind of a helpful thing to do, maybe after the show tonight or tomorrow. Write down, okay, what was challenging this year? How do I want it to be better next year? Because that's all we can do is learn and grow and learn to enjoy whatever we're doing. And so to balance those expectations and kind of keep in mind that pressure, both obvious and sometimes pretty hidden, about carrying on those family traditions that go back so far you might not even know about the origin. So if you think about, okay, what in the heck can we do to make this better? Plan ahead. And so whatever the challenges were this year, try to do a little problem solving, you know, a little guidance for yourself. Also, people get stressed out about finances. We want to do the right thing. We want to make people happy, but it's not really, you know, the price of the gift. It's the thoughtfulness. It really is. And so keep in mind, something needs to be reasonable for you. And it's very easy to stop taking care of your body properly. If we know if we want to be happy and healthy, you know, this is kind of back to what your mom said, perhaps, you got to eat well, you got to get some exercise. And that doesn't happen so much at the holidays because there's less exercise, there's more eating, there's more alcohol. So maybe add in a little bit of yoga or meditation or reading a good book or just doing some mindfulness meditation that can maybe take you about 2 minutes at a time and have a significant calming effect on your central nervous system. Let's say for mindfulness meditation, a simple way to do this is just close your eyes, breathe in, and just become totally aware of the breath in, and that's it. And then as you exhale slowly and fully, just become totally aware of the release breath. And now as you breathe in, you want to breathe in not into the chest, but into the abdomen. And if you want to get fancy, it's the back of the abdomen. It's belly breathing, or it's also called dolphin breathing. And as you do that, you will begin to activate the active relaxation response, which is going to counteract a lot of the stress that we're talking about. And you can do it pretty rapidly. And so then we also want you to get some exercise. And that's challenging unless you're running through airports. Yeah. I was in Minnesota. It was snowing, so it was hard to exercise outside.
Get a treadmill for the house or something. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And that, what a great gift for the family.
Yeah,
and
sure is.
Because then you've got it all year long. And we know that stress hormones build up, and that if you can exercise, ideally, if you want to be happy and healthy, one way to help prevent depression, even for those people that are sensitive to and have a condition, seasonal affective disorder, when the light becomes less at the end of the day, some people are sensitive to that. If you can increase the exercise, just brisk walking on a treadmill will do it. And if you can do 30 minutes five times a week, you're going to stay in much better shape. Your cardiac system is going to be functioning much better. Your mood's going to be much better. And I know that on your show, and as also as I think, trying to do things in the most healthy, natural way, but even when we compare people that are taking antidepressants to those that are exercising and brisk walking, 10 weeks of brisk walking equals the same effectiveness as 10 weeks of powerful antidepressants.